Good morning. My guest this morning is Sherry Mignano Crawford, and she's here to tell us about a presentation, Italian Mandolin Heroes in America, a slideshow based on her upcoming book, which is soon to be published of the same title. Welcome, Sherry.
Well, thank you.
All right. This event is going to be happening on Sunday, March 4th at 5 p.m. at the Redwood Cafe in downtown Cotati. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they come to this event.
Well, they're going to hear some authentic vintage recordings of mandolinists and old piano rolls as well. They're going to hear that and see the slides of those specific Italian publishers who brought the music into existence, really. And so it's about the Italian music publishers in Philadelphia, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Providence, Rhode Island, Steubenville, Ohio, and the San Francisco Bay Area is where the conclusion of the slide presentation ends.
Tell us a little bit about the journey of these publishers. How did they get from Italy to the United States, and how did they find a market for these books and music that they published?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think they were thinking of a market, but what I've uncovered after studying more than 130 Italian immigrants who were composers and publishers themselves, the vast majority came from southern Italy and from Sicily, quite a few from Sicily, very few from the north. And when they came here, I don't think they had any idea what they were going to do, but they did come very well equipped and very well educated. Italian composers I studied were entirely full-time professional musicians. So they were multi-instrumentalists, they were composers, they were maestros, teachers, and so forth. Lots of things.
Now, the music industry at the time you were studying it was a huge industry in America, wasn't it?
Well, the American mainstream industry was. This is not mainstream, and this is what is unique about this story. Nobody's told this story of how people, and this is why I chose the title Italian Mandolin Heroes, not Italian American mandolin heroes, but Italian heroes, Italian mandolin heroes who came here and still had Italy in their heart. So this music is about the villages and the remote towns and communes where they came from. So while they were writing here, they were composing really about their hometowns. And of course, with 5 or 6 million Italians arriving, you know, my grandparents in 1903, they had plenty of people to sell that music to.
I see. So this is a story then about immigration, which is interesting. And once the Italian immigrants were here, there was a hunger among them for the kind of music from their homeland. And these are the publishers who supplied that music to them. Am I getting that right?
That is exactly right. And they did not, I'm not going to say they did not assimilate, but what they did is they chose to not pitch it to the American public. They wanted to keep it pitched to the people that they knew best and the people who appreciated it. So that music evolved over the last 100 years, and that's the story I'm telling, is how did I get it when I was growing up in the South Bay in what's called Goose Town, the Sicilian ghetto down there? How did I get that music? That's the amazing story that I'm going to tell.
That's great. Now, you're telling this also, this is going to be a slideshow. There's also a book coming out. When is your book going to be available?
Well, I don't have a date yet on it, but this is sort of the promotional preliminary. So I'll come back when the book is published.
All right. I'm talking with Sherry Mignano Crawford, and she's telling us about a presentation that she's going to be making at the Redwood Cafe in downtown Cotati. That's 8240 Old Redwood Highway on Sunday, March 4th at 5 p.m. It's a slideshow, Italian Mandolin Heroes in America, and based on her upcoming book. Thanks very much, and thanks again, Sherry, for coming in today, and thanks everyone for listening. Thank you, Sherry.
Ciao.
I'm Steve Mencher, in for Roland Giacopetti, and we've been listening to KRCB's Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.